from NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and it's time for our annual Summer Music Festival show. Now, this week, we'll hear the Alt Latino music team report on musical discoveries at the biggest Latin alternative music festivals that take place in the summer. They are fanned out across the country. No, across the globe, across the universe. Okay, we have half the country covered this summer. We'll check in at Ruido Fest in Chicago, Nuevo Fest in Philadelphia, and two here in New York, the Afro-Latino Fest and the granddaddy of them all, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, which is where I am sitting now, in Central Park, just outside of the venue that the LAMC shares with the city's Summer Stage Concert Series. Now, before we check in here in New York, let's go to Chicago, specifically Medill Park in the city's Pilsen neighborhood. This year, we welcome Rocio Santos from Chicago's amazing Latin music outlet, Vocalo, 91.1 FM. Rocio is one of the hosts of Domingo en Vocalo, and she has this report.
Hola, I'm Rocio Santos. I'm here at Ruido Fest 2018 at Adams Medill Park in Chicago, and I'm going to share with you my favorite acts. One of the revelations this year is the band Playa Gótica. They're a quartet from Chile, from Santiago, Chile. This is such a great, great band because, you know, they like project all their energy on stage. Their kind of music is described by them as pop violento, so like violent pop. And they actually do a lot of like powerful pop blended with punk. And we're gonna listen to one of the songs that stood out. And this is gonna be Big Man from their debut album called Amigurumi, named as one of the top albums from 2017 by the US Rolling Stone. And it's such a powerful song because it talks about, in a danceable way, it talks about woman being scared of like men, this like genre violence. So let's hear that. Discovery is Colombia via New York City Combo Chimbita. It was such a revelation on Friday too. Let me tell you that Friday was such a harsh day for Chicago. It was so rainy and muddy and people didn't care about it. Combo Chimbita prendió a la gente. They brought all the Afro-Caribbean ancestry. That was so powerful. And her vocalist, Carolina Oliveros, she's a woman that knows how to drive the audience towards her. She's also Colombian, and she actually had a t-shirt that said Barranquilla. They had a really great bass line, and there was a powerful thing that she said on stage. She said, "Si conoces tu historia, mi hermano, no serás infeliz. I also felt that their act was very political, and I think that's one of the greatest things here at Ruido Fest. There are some artists that actually use their platform to project like what's going on, to also unite people with their ancestry, be it Native American, African, Latin American. So we're gonna hear a track from their album, Abia Yala. It's called Pachanga. That word summarizes their act on stage. Last pick, Chile has been well represented for the past 3 years here at Ruido Fest. I mean, now in its fourth year, there were two powerful acts. I already talked about Playa Gótica, but Rubio is one of the bands that you must hear on stage. They're a quartet, but it's actually a one-woman project by Fran Straove. She was the vocalist of Miss Garrison. She also was in Fármacos, two well-known bands in Chile. And she started doing this solo project, you know, trying to experiment with electronica, her show on stage, not only yesterday, but also at the after party. It demonstrated how you could take, you know, those genres like techno, electronic music, and also take, for example, oriental music, Asian music, and experiment with all that you know, all those genres that you can create. And also song in Spanish. That was very hypnotic too. She's just very enigmatic, very interesting on stage. So now let's hear Las Plantas, and that's off her EP called You. And I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. This is a wrap up from Ruido Fest. This was such a wonderful, exciting weekend as always. You know, now it's in its 4th year. One of the things that also stand out from Ruido Fest from other festivals is that it's a really family friendly festival. The audience seemed really happy, excited. Everybody was like smiling all the time. I love that. And this is Rocío Santos reporting for A Latino. Gracias, hasta luego.
Okay, thank you, Rocío Santos reporting from Chicago. Next up, Nuevo Fest in Philadelphia. It's presented by our friends at Afro Taino Productions and NPR member station WXPN and held in the World Cafe Studios at WXPN. Alt Latino contributor Marisa Arbona Ruiz hung out there all day, and here's her take on the music that she saw and heard.
Hey, amigos. The spirit was lively inside WXPN's World Cafe Studios, this year's location for Nuevo Fest. There was so much music, they had to use 2 stages to keep it flowing. And it showcased a smorgasbord of sounds from electronic to alternative rock, West African rhythms, alternative folk, psychedelic cumbia, salsa, and Afro-Cuban big band. It's a tough call, but here are 3 bands that stood out. The first is Femina X. They're a 5-piece band from San Antonio, Texas, and they're taking their musical roots into the future by blending electronic beats, samples, and synths with live instruments. The band says they find their inspiration in tribal and ethnic dance, and they're also seeking to inspire with positive messages. Tonight, singer Daniela Riojas, dressed in fringed outfit, delighted the fans when she descended off the stage to sing and dance with the crowd. Here's their new single, Las Caderas. My next pick is Dos Santos, which means two saints. It's a pan-Latino Chicago-based band, and they put a way cool twist on hot Latin dance grooves, creating their own brand of psychedelic fusion to cumbia, salsa, and huahuanco. And what I like about these guys is their ability to express the emotion and melodrama of Latin American canción distilled through funk, jazz, and progressive sounds. Here's the title track from their album, Logos. The night closed out with a bang. Nuevo Fest couldn't have picked a more stunning act to set the stage on fire than Orquesta Acocan. Acocan means from the heart in the Yoruban language. The music is a throwback to the 1950s big band mambo, characterized by contagious polyrhythms, bass, dynamic vocals, and a hefty horn section. What a spectacular show! And I loved, loved, loved the dramatic showmanship of lead singer José Pepito Gómez. Their self-titled album was recorded at the historic Areito Studios in Havana, Cuba. And for this show, they brought in 10 players from the island. And the general reaction tonight? Wow, just wow. People were dancing everywhere I looked. Here's a track from their album called Mambo Rapidito.
Ven y báilalo un poquito. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba.
El mambo se acaba.
Se acaba.
Esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba, baby.
El mambo se acaba.
Mueve la cintura pa' que goce tu manera. Que este mambo que te traigo se ha gozado donde quiera. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
Before I go, I just want to give a really big shout out to an Aunt Latino favorite, Ife, whose rapturous Yoruban essence always takes me on a spiritual journey. And they did that tonight. Nuevo Fest, by the way, is a free concert curated by Afro Taino Productions, who not only have their finger on the pulse of Latinx arts, they know how to bring it to a very diverse crowd. Looking around, I saw every shade of humanity and age, from kids to elders, celebrating in the spirit of brotherly love. From Philadelphia, I'm Marisa Arbona Ruiz, reporting for Alt Latino. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you, Marisa. Reporting from Philadelphia, New York's Afro-Latino Fest continues to grow in stature and in influence. Now, the Afro-Latino Fest is dedicated specifically to celebrating Afro-Latino culture with film, informational panels and discussions, food, and of course, music. And this year, we welcome Gabriela Sierra Alonso to Alt Latino for this report from Afro-Latino Fest.
Hi, Felix. This year's festival was a complete success. As usual, the event drew a beautiful and diverse crowd of hundreds of people. It was stacked with vendors selling handmade goods, t-shirts and jewelry that celebrate modern Afro-Latino identity. As requested, these are my top three choice acts from the festival. The first is Yasser Tejeda and Palo Tres. This group is redefining the Afro-Dominican fusion genre entirely. Dominicans are the largest foreign-born group in New York City, and it's rare to see musical talent that goes beyond classic merengue and bachata arrangements. Yasser and his group integrate rock influences and jazz harmonies to give a fresh take on folkloric music, bringing rhythms like palo and gaga to the forefront, making them entirely accessible to new audiences. It was obvious that the members of the group are highly skilled, and I later learned that they all studied at the Conservatory of Music in the Dominican Republic. Dominican folklore has been marginalized throughout history, and it's rare to see it on a world music festival stage and really transforming the Dominican sound. Next up is La Tribu de Abrante. La Tribu de Abrante is a group that uses bomba and plena, Puerto Rican folkloric music, as a base to transmit a raw, high-energy, authentic street sound from Puerto Rico. The act came on stage for a simple warm-up with only two drums and immediately stole the show. When the group hit full swing, their performance enraptured the audience into a trance. Abrante, the leader of the group, shares the stage with his family, including his brothers and his son, and you can feel it. The group has been popular in Puerto Rico for a while, but this was their debut performance in New York City. I have been following this group since before Hurricane Maria, and I was excited to see that the state of Puerto Rico post-hurricane has only strengthened their repertoire and performance. We'll be right back. For my wild card favorite, La Palma Chonta. Played with instruments like the marimba, tambora, and quinuno, a vocalist delivers sing-song-worthy lyrics over happy and infectious drum-based rhythms. I chose to mention them as an honorary wild card because, to me, this is why audience members come out to the festival. To learn and immerse themselves into aspects of Afro-Latino culture that remain unseen in the mainstream pop culture. Reporting for NPR out of New York City, this is Gabriela Sierra Alonso.
Now, on the other side of the bridge and the other side of the river, we're sitting outside of the venue for the last show here at Central Park that featured Trending Tropics, Ife, and Jorge Drexler. And sitting with me is Catalina Maria Johnson from Chicago, Beat Latino. And we're both pretty tired. You more than me, because you've been here longer than I have this year. Catalina, welcome.
Hey, Felix, it's great to be back, and it's great to be at number 19, LAMC, and we've coincided at quite a few of these.
So we both know that it can be late nights, can be long days, but lots of music, and like everyone else, ask you to pick a few that really stood out for you this year, so let's hear your first pick.
Well, Felix, my first pick is actually one of the main kinds of things that I love about coming to the LAMC, and it's that happenstance, that lovely coincidence, that moment where you discover something you were not expecting to discover. And in this case, it was Ona Lu, and she's based in Winnipeg, but she's from Buenos Aires. I've discovered Berkeley trained, and it stopped me in my tracks. So this is Ona Lu, and it's O-N-N-A-L-O-U, Ona Lu from Buenos Aires, and here's a song about who we are, like we are in the moment, we exist in the moment, and it's called Ahora, Now.
Yo quiero ser como el agua, saber ser gota y océano. Viste al cielo de nubes y se hace charco en el suelo. Yo quiero ser como el aire, saber ser brisa y tornado, ser aire limpio de mañana, de tarde azul y anaranjado. Perfume de jazmín y el suspiro enamorado emprende viaje sin rumbo y es quietud de verano. Que soy es ahora. Yo quiero ser como el fuego, no tiene miedo a arder, transforma en luz la hoja seca y alumbra aún sin saber. Yo quiero ser como la tierra, sostiene sin preguntar al más soberbio ser humano y al pez más chico del mar, que es pico de una montaña nevada, campo amarillo de trigo, nos ve nacer indefensos, arrulla el fin. Soy esa hora, lo que soy es ahora.
So next up, here at the LAMC recap, it's about discovery again. Now this band, I had a little bit more of an expectation because our friend Ani Cordero recommended that I check them out. Four young women from Puerto Rico. All four are conservatory trained. So again, they have that like really hefty classical jazz training. And they came together at the conservatory, started playing and sounded good, and they became Emina. Now you may think this sounds like Femina, and it does, but they're very clear, no F. Emina. And they're young, they're feminist, they're full of a beautiful energy. The instruments are very interesting, Felix. It's a vibraphone, a saxophone, a big bomba drum, and a bass, and four-part harmony. So the song I chose, you'll hear the words, and it's very feminist. It's a call to power, and it's called Flor, flower.
And if you have children in the car, be careful because it has one bad word.
Me voy con el más bueno pa' ganarle. Ya no hay quien las entienda, nosotras preparándole el terreno pa' cerrar con broche de oro. Y no nos echan nadie abono. Si no nos quieren, denos pa' atrás al que rechazó. Pa' mojarnos las hojitas con el lagrimón que le sacó. Es la misma lloraera todo el tiempo. Por más lindo que uno sea, no salen contentos.
Es un triste y corta vida.
Están las flores, estamos claras, pero no seas sangrígola si tu man te la regala, dígala a su macharrán, que no me arranque ni a mí, ni a mis jevas, y los chavos ni se gaste, me hubiera quedado enterrada, esperando a que una abeja en la de ella me polinizara, o mejor aún, si alguien pasa mejor vida, métame en un ramo con todas mis amigas.
Porque yo nací para la felicidad, si buena para la felicidad.
Mierda. Me voy con el más bueno pa' ganarle. Ya no hay quien las entienda. Nosotras preparándole el terreno pa' cerrar con broche de oro. Y no nos echa nadie abono. Si no nos quieren, denos pa' atrás al que rechazó. Pa' mojarnos las hojitas con el lagrimón que le sacó. En la misma lloraera todo el tiempo. Por más linda que uno sea, no salen contentos.
And finally, this is not a discovery, but it's just an artist who I honestly adore. I've written about him for Alt Latino. I've tracked his ascent, a very, very thoughtful, interesting, fascinating artist, Gabriel Garzón Montano. French, Colombian, his mother was in the Philip Glass Ensemble, then he's got this Afro-Colombian side, and right now he's kind of splitting it up. He's doing more the neo-experimental soul, like that's almost half of the set, and then the other half is the just vocals and percussion, or vocals and drums, and he does like an Afro-Colombian section. And he's talking about bringing that together. It's all a part of like this exploration of identity, and he thinks the next step will be to more consciously and formally bring these two sides together. And this song, I think, is the beginning of that, so that's why I chose it. And this is from his last album, Bombo Fabrica.
Something in the wind. It tastes so sweet. Time to eat again. A peach bite melody. Mama made it rain. Milk and blood. So the funk is on 10. Never mind enough. I glow for you. I'm in the silo. Silo. Oh my God, brought the seal upon his bone. We get nights is when I dream. I go, go, go. The purple clouds and tears float by my window. Cup them in my palms. And my Play-Doh make a cherry bomb. Set them back afloat. I glow for you. I'm in the silo. I glow for you. I'm in the silo. Oh my God. Brought the seed upon his bones. We get some like trampolines. One more body got on a roll. Get down, Jeppy. Gently down the stream as I roll. Eyes blink open and I see all my little thoughts in a row. Oh my God. Brought the seed upon these bones.
Thanks again to all the Alt Latino contributors this week. Rocio Santos from Vocalo, Gabriela Sierra Alonso, Maris Arbona Ruiz from NBC Latino, and Catalina Maria Johnson from Beat Latino. You know, I think you'd agree that it gets harder and harder to define just what constitutes Latin music these days. And judging by the sounds we heard this week from all over the country, expression of Latino culture takes all forms. And it's my honor to share this with you every week. And it's always a blast to check in around the country in the middle of summer. If there is a summer festival in your part of the world that you think we should know about, reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening.
Oh my God.